Blog Talk Radio. Today is January the 23rd, 2018, and we have a great show in store for you today. But before we get that started, I want to let you know our call-in number in order to call in and ask a question or make a comment on our show here. The number is 949-203-4840. So that's 949-203-4840. This is a call-in show, and all calls are taken in the order received. If you wish to talk to us, make sure you press the 1 on the keypad. So with all that being said, I want to welcome Julie to the show. So, Julie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Rose. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And so everything's working great today. So I apologize for the past two shows we had some issues with Blog Talk. And everything's working great today so far. Right. So it's wonderful. So today we're going to be talking about, any questions that you may have that you want to ask. We're not going to be taking mini readings today. We're just going to be taking comments and questions. So like I said,
right. No mini readings at all. Just questions.
Right.
So
right.
I'm looking forward
just
to hearing what everybody has to say and what their questions are. And that starting that conversation about mediumship and the education aspect, so excited about that.
Yes, so we're going to talk about mediumship and actually anything you want to talk about, whether you want to talk about life on the other side when you cross, what happens to you, or whether you want to talk about, collective consciousness, or whether you want to talk about, anything that's going on in our world today, any of these topics. Feel free to either post it in the chat room or when I answer your call, just kind of let us know what you would like to talk about. So with that being said, Julie and I were kind of debating on what we wanted to kind of talk about today. So I'm going to go ahead and I would like to kind of talk about how, Dax gave me a pretty good idea, but I do have another subject on top of that, how we should receive a reading. So I got to thinking about this, and I really, yes, because of the fact that most people don't know how to prepare for a reading, and they really don't know how to receive a reading. And what I mean by that is, say, for instance, you're going to a psychic or medium. If you stay more open, then you're going to get more information. The psychic or medium is going to get more information from you, right? So.
Right.
Prepare yourself for this. If you go to a medium, say you're going to for a medium reading and you want to connect with your loved ones, you really should actually, like I said, stay open, have a little conversation with your loved one beforehand. Make sure you get enough sleep and eat right. And that goes right into that topic that Dax was talking about. So make sure you eat right and get enough sleep, make sure you're rested. It's just important to go into a reading like that. Know what to expect. Maybe, ask the medium what to expect beforehand. Although as a working medium, when someone comes to me, I explain to them how mediumship kind of works or how I work, right?
Yeah.
And so
right.
that they understand, they understand how I'm reading. Okay, so, and they understand the concept behind it. It's pretty straight and clear, but still, it does help to prepare for that. It's good not to drink. Like a lot of these parties, I do in-home parties, and I'll go, and the ladies might be drinking wine, or are they, you know, having beer or having a little party there, get a little get-together. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're the person that's getting ready to get a reading, you don't want to overdo it, because that, again, that'll block me, right,
right,
from receiving from Spirit, because Spirit wants you to remember what they're going to bring through, right, what they're saying to you. They want to give you that message, and if you've been drinking and you're intoxicated, you're not going to be able to receive that message.
That's true.
So
absolutely.
It's good to
that message
it's
needs
good
to be
prepare.
Able to be received at the time, and then also to be thought about later and have any other insights about that message later on.
Exactly,
but you're right. If
because,
somebody is
you know,
surviving, it's not going to all register.
You know, a lot of times when a client leaves me, they may get home and they say, oh, my God, I realized who that person was, or I got this or I got that. And it might be that loved one communicating with them, and you don't want to block that. You want to, because I do give insights when I'm doing my reading. I do give insights to, you know, my clients. You know, I'll let them know how they can connect to their loved ones. So I give them little tips on how to do that and tell them to keep an open mind. And I let them know to check out, you know, different aspects and research what I've said so that they can, you know, say, for instance, they don't know a name or and that leads into the next tip, which the next tip would definitely be know your loved ones. Right. So in other words, if you want to connect with that great, well, it really does help because you can't get the validation if you don't know your loved ones. Right. And what I mean by that, Julie, is if you have somebody that wants to bring forward a great grandma because they didn't know that person, how is that going to be validated? You have to know something.
Exactly.
You have to know a birthday. You have to know how that person crossed. You have to know a little bit of information so that it can be validated, right? Validated.
Well,
with
I think education
we're
needs
speaking
to be out
to
there
it.
Because people come to mediums and they get and they're expecting a reading, and then when we do the work that we so love to do and start bringing forth the evidence and the messages from the loved ones, and they say, "Well, I don't really have many people that have passed. I don't really remember anybody that's gone." And you think, well, you know, if more education about what mediumship actually is, then we wouldn't have this blip that happens with names and people that have passed. So I totally agree. More education needs to happen.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of something that you can validate. I mean, if the person doesn't know the person, then you have no vocabulary from Spirit. So it makes it really hard for that medium, although you can still bring things through. You can bring through everything, but that person isn't going to recognize what you're bringing through. I do think that definitely as a client, this is how you need to prepare, you know. You know, just as a medium eats light, you eat light too, because it just helps that connection. It really does.
Absolutely.
Dax said earlier, he said, I said, well, okay, which topic are we going to talk about to start the conversation off? And Dax said, you know, why don't you talk about what you were just talking about, which was connection. You know, we have to have that good connection. As mediums, we have to prepare too. As a medium, you know, we have a checklist. You make sure that your home is, if you're doing that reading in your home, make sure your home is cleansed. And what I mean by cleanse is, you know, do your saging, do your clearing, clear your home, take a salt bath the night before, you know, clear your aura. You know, do some meditation, you know, some relaxing meditation. You should do that every day anyway. But do some relaxing meditation. Open yourself up. Open your chakras up. Expand them out. You know, prepare for that. Eat very light. You know, don't eat any heavy vibrational foods, as in, you know, beef or, you know, anything that's really super heavy. Some mediums will say, oh, well, that doesn't bother me, or that doesn't, and maybe in some sense it doesn't, but to me it does, so I try to eat lighter on the days that I have shows or, you know, platform or whatever, because of the fact I want to be as open as possible to that.
You
so I make sure
to
that
not eat after a reading because I'm tired. So after readings for a while, I found myself grabbing a snack. Did you do that?
Because your body needs it at that point. You have to ground, and the food grounds you. So, I mean,
right.
It could be as simple as drinking a glass of water. It could be as simple as, you know, just munching on something. But you'll notice that most
right.
mediums, after they're done reading, they are famished. They want to eat. But you really do need to do it to ground. Because I'll tell you
well,
what,
I've been
when you're out
learning lately to go outside and stand on the ground or just to take some deep breath instead, because I know
yeah,
that instinct is just to go for food. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, well,
oh,
if
go ahead with
light,
your tips.
It's okay
very
to go for food. Yeah.
if
you can go and have a little snack. You don't have to overdo it.
Right.
But, you know, I know when I do big events, like a big psychic fair, you know, I'll read for hours. I'll start, you know, say, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning and go till 6 in the evening. And
right.
I only take one break in between. So,
yeah.
I have to, you know, eat when I'm done. I have to.
Yes.
It's just
absolutely.
Something you have
yeah.
to do.
Right.
I have
very
to take a break in between. Right. Yeah, I have to take a break in between. You have to respect yourself because your body is a temple. So you and God works through that temple, and you have to respect, you know, your body. You have to keep it balanced, and you have to respect it. So, you know, not only does your client have to prepare for, you know, their readings, but you need to prepare for your readings too. And another
yeah.
great tip, really, actually, Julie, is to
uh-huh.
If you have a practice and you're going to be doing readings, say, out of your home or wherever, you know, have a, you know, a permission slip and a list of things that these clients can read so they can understand exactly
okay.
how to prepare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let them know what to expect. You know, let them also know if you're going to be doing a psychic reading or a spiritual reading or you're going to be doing Reiki or whatever it is you're going to be doing, you really need to let people know that, you know, you need to have a permission slip or not a permission slip. Listen to me. I'm back in school. A slip for them to sign to make them understand that this is you are not responsible for anything that happens, you know, after that reading, you know, if they decide to take it to another level and go out and do something they shouldn't, then you're not liable
right.
for that. So we have
yeah,
to also
right.
protect ourselves. Right.
Yeah.
It is, you know, I always get that question, is it okay if I bring a friend with me to my personal reading? Well, I'll tell you what, it is okay that you bring a friend with you. And can they sit in on the reading? And what's so funny about that is as a medium, you pick up not only on the person that you're focusing on, but you pick up on the other person too. So I always tell them it's not a guarantee. I'm pretty good at focusing on your loved ones, right? But
yeah.
I won't say that I won't pick up things on that other person because it does happen. Okay, so,
natural, right?
so let them
absolutely.
Know, you know. And if I start reading this person and I'm picking up on all their loved ones, you know, you're still going to have to pay for a reading. Right?
I love it.
And,
yep,
and,
yep.
Well, it's the truth. And then on top of that, you know, you have make sure that you give quality work. Make sure that you give
yeah.
a reading that you would want to hear. You know,
yeah.
be authentic in what you're giving, you know, and make sure you give them what, exactly. I always, you know, I always ask the person when I'm done, so did you enjoy your reading? And they'll tell me, right? Oh, yeah, it was wonderful, or whatever, right? And then they'll leave me a tip, and I'm like, oh, I did great, right? So it's just, that's exactly how it works. But, you know, I've only in the whole, I've been reading professionally, not necessarily as a medium the whole time, but as a psychic also, since I was 15. And I am 56 now. And what I've learned is I've only had one person in all that time not enjoy their reading. And I gave them their money back.
Yeah, that's the best way to handle it. Maintain your integrity.
Yes, yes. Keep true to what you're doing. Be fair in what you're doing. You know, a lot of psychics. Go ahead.
The tip that you had about being open-minded, I'd like to maybe talk about that, if it's okay with you, about being literal or being more symbolic. Would that be? I have two examples. Do we have time for that today, do you think?
Sure, go for it. Go for it. That's what we're here for, right? After you're
okay.
done, I'm going to go ahead and take a caller, though, because I want to get the topics rolling. And
okay,
awesome. I want to know what they want to ask.
Okay, yeah, me too. Okay, so for open-minded, looking at things as symbols is very important when you come to a medium. So in one of the classes that I had, this woman, I had a person that was a spirit that was coming and wanted to talk about how she liked to cook in the kitchen. And the words I used to the person that was receiving this reading was, the spirit that's coming to me is approaching the cabinets and she's talking about cooking. I thought, well, you know, you're still not getting the whole message of it, which is that she likes to cook. So she took it very literal and she thought cabinets meant everything, but cabinets didn't mean everything. They were symbolic of something else. So it helps if the person can be open. So
Julie, you would tell your client before you read them, give them a rundown of how that works. I tell them I'm a mental medium. I'm also a soul medium. So I kind of pick up from my clairsentience. I pick up from, I hear things, I see things, I feel things, I see symbols. These symbols represent something. I may hear a song. The song may give me the lyrics. The lyrics may mean something, and it may not.
Give you a feeling.
It may just be the
exactly.
basic meaning to it. Right. It may be
somebody
just that they like that song.
Somebody brought my grandmother in.
So,
right. Somebody brought my grandmother in, and they said
that
I think we're cutting
actually,
out.
Let me finish real quick. Julie, just
okay.
a minute.
Go ahead.
That's why it's important to make sure that you know, let your clients know how you work, right? Make that list up, give them that talk before. Okay, this is how I work. I'm a mental medium. I'm a physical medium. I'm a such medium. I pick up, I'm a psychic. I pick up this way, this way, this way, this way. You know, just kind of explain to them so they got an idea. And not only they
right.
love this, and I'm going to tell you why they love this, because they're getting insight into how they work when you do that. So they love that little tip there, and they also love that little rundown of what you're giving them. You know, they can totally connect. So that way, while you're doing the reading, they understand, right? You say, oh, wow.
Right.
You know, I'm getting these cabinets, and she's opening these cabinets so that, you know, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm picking up on my clairsentience, and I feel like, oh, I love cooking. You know, I'm smelling cookies baking.
Important across the board for people to have more knowledge about that this work is symbolic. It's not always a literal sense. So I received a reading that my grandmother.
But we look in a very material way. Right.
But she served cake to us. Well, she served
right.
pie to us. So it was the way that the medium received the information about my grandmother, but I could still take. I could make that leap that was necessary to still identify my spirit. So I think understanding that the symbology is of extreme importance in this work is important.
Yeah, it's all your senses, everything that letting that client know everything, the way you communicate, is a great way to let them know that you are getting messages from their loved ones, and that they can. So,
and they'll get a good reading because, they'll receive that reading that they're expecting. They'll have more knowledge to go forth from that point on. So I'm loving these tips, Rose. This is great.
Yeah, I think they're great. So I'm going to take a caller real quick. And at the bottom of the hour, what we're going to do is I'm going to announce all the sales and everything that we have. We got about 10 minutes to do that. So I can take a couple callers. So here we go. Let's hope this works today, right? We're going to go live with area code 256. So I'm going to click on that now and hope it works. Yay, it did.
It's super.
Area code 256.
Hello?
Caller, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, Debbie.
Hi there.
Debbie?
Hi.
You say your name is Debbie?
Yeah. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, beautiful Georgia. I love Georgia.
Beautiful state.
Okay, Debbie, what is your question, honey? What is your question for today or your comment?
I was wondering, because all the stuff is going on in the world right now, and I have this real sense of sadness that just came off over me. Can you tell me, is that why my sadness, I'm having so much sadness, is because of what's going on, or is it just personal?
No. I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. Right now in the universe, what's going on is we have just had a shift. We're beginning to have, with the last new moon, we're beginning to have an eclipse and a full moon coming up, and on the 31st. All of this, what happens before we have this full moon, when it's what we call waxing and we're going into that moon, we'll do a lot of releasing, right? We'll let go of these negative aspects within us and the things
and
that aren't working for us.
Right,
they just kind of bubble to the top. They bubble to the top. This is why it's good, you know, on a full moon to release. To write down what, you know, some suggestions for you is take a salt bath the next day. Actually write down everything that you want to release the night before. Maybe, you know, set it on fire or just kind of say it to the universe, I cut these cords from this, and kind of do that. Really what this, you know, it was so interesting because Dax is listening in, and this is a shout out to Dax too. I was listening to your show yesterday. Dax, your Monday show with Maria Maz and you and Janice. And Dax had said something, he was doing numerology and he was doing year numbers for people, but he also said this is, you know, this is a 2-year. So there's a lot of things going on in that 2-year, a lot of things coming to light, working together. It's about relationships. It's about just a lot of different things. So I think, year one, we tried to basically, you know, find ourselves. And this year, we're looking deeper into ourselves, and we're releasing things that we needed to release, okay? And this is going to go on. This is a shift. It's meant to change us. It's meant for us to see our dark corners of ourselves, to dig deep, to bring that out, and to acknowledge it. And then to move forward from it, to learn from it, to ask yourself, what is it that I'm supposed to be learning from this? I know that when things feel a little heavy on me, the energy feels a little heavy or a little dark on me, and I feel like I'm stagnant in some area, I know that that's spirit's way. And when I say spirit's way, the loved ones, the angels, the guides, the masters, all on the higher consciousnesses, on the other side, I know that's their way of pushing me forward and getting me to look at myself, okay, and getting me, what. And I ask myself, what is it I'm supposed to be doing right now? What is it I'm supposed to be learning? And then it clicks in, and I learn it, and I move forward. And I really feel like that is actually what's going on with you. It's perfectly normal because you have to get rid of, you have to purge. It's like the earth right now. It's going on an earth. It's going on a earthly level. Okay, we're purging. We're purging. Yep. We have been since 2011. We've been purging. Mm-hmm. This is why all the chaos is going on in the world. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because everybody's emotions are boiling up, and the things that were hidden from us before are coming to light. They're coming to the surface. We can no longer ignore them. We have to acknowledge them. We have to see where it's going to take us as a world, but also as a person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that kind of explains it to you.
Yeah,
and I
it
hope
did.
It helps, honey.
It will.
Good,
thank
good,
so
good,
much.
Good.
Double
so just look at the positive. Mm-hmm. Look at the positive in it and see where it's supposed to lead you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right, you take it easy.
You too. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. We may have lost Julie. Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Because I seen it, the mic changed colors, and I thought we lost you there for a minute. Okay, so
no,
that was a great call. That was a great, great question, right? Okay, so we're going to go on to our next caller. She's been holding, let's see, who our next caller is here. That was 256. And she's on back on hold again. So we got, it's 831. Or wait, no. We got one down here. It's 314. Okay, so we're going to go to 314. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. I know who this is.
Do you know I didn't even know I pushed the button?
Do you have a question?
It was meant to be.
This is my people, listeners, just for you. She's been holding the longest, and this is my cousin Mariette. I can tell by the voice, okay? And I can tell by the area code also.
Good afternoon,
Rose.
Hi there.
Good afternoon, and I love you. Do you have a question for us, Marietta?
Well, I will. I've been listening to the show, and I was getting ready to go to the doctor, so maybe that's it. Okay, I've been listening to the purging and all that. Is that maybe that woman that just spoke right before you or right before me?
Debbie, yes.
I kind of didn't hear it because I'm driving down 30. And that she said her back has been hurting her. Is that what she said?
I didn't hear her say her back was hurting.
I didn't catch that.
I
didn't catch
know,
that either.
Why is it? And I'm trying to heal my body. Okay. I've had the back issues that's going on, and I'm trying to purge too, and the stuff in my house. I'm feeling better, you know. So possibly that could be it. You know, now, Julie, Rose knows me, so I'm asking you, what do you feel that maybe that's possibly coming up in the next month or so for me financially?
Well, we're not doing readings today, but we are opening conversation
right.
for more education. So
okay.
I'm wondering if, Marietta, and I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad to meet Rose's cousin. I really enjoy Rose, and I'm glad that I've got to know her. But, Marietta, I'm wondering if you feel like when you change things in your life, if something feels a bit uncomfortable. So if you go to clean out a closet, do you look elsewhere in your life, like maybe a junk drawer in the kitchen, and that feels uncomfortable to you? Or maybe a style of clothing will feel uncomfortable. Maybe work will feel uncomfortable. Do you find yourself in life that if you change one thing, other things feel like they need to change? What do you think?
That other things? Well, yes, I agree. This is my husband passed away about a year and a half ago, and I'm kind of reawakening. It's been about the last 5 months. And I don't know if that's a word. I've already talked with Rose about that. And we decided that it's a word now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a psychic medium, learning. Rose is still my teacher. We've been like, me and her both were basically born with it, you know?
Yep.
She's a wonderful teacher, wonderful. And I'm trying to be a wonderful student.
Well, thank you.
and I didn't do well in school, so I'm a little hardhead, so she knows it.
That just makes it all the more interesting.
Yeah, that runs in the family. Julie, so would you say with Marietta, would you say that I would personally think that if you're having back problems, especially lower back problems, I know that is an energetic thing, and it's all about our consciousness. It's just like pain. When we feel pain in a certain part of our body, it's telling us something about ourselves on a spiritual level. When you say that you're having back pain, all right, this makes perfect sense to me, Marietta, because of the fact that, first of all, you know, I know your situation. I know that you've been through Marietta's husband passed a couple years ago, and she's had to struggle to take care of herself and take care of her house and everything on her own. And so it's all about that base chakra and actually feeling grounded and feeling safe. And when we have back problems, you know, it's about also the, you know, everything that does make you feel safe and secure. And it's also the body's way of also finances is one of those things that we have problem. We have, when we have finance problems, you're going to have lower back problems. Okay, because it's just all about security and feeling grounded and feeling safe and secure. And then also on top of that, what was I going to say? It's all about feeling grounded, safe, and secure, you know. So when you're saying your back problems are going away, if your back problems are going away, that totally means that the problems, you're feeling more safe, you're feeling more secure, and you're feeling a little more grounded than you were before. And if you think about that for a minute, Marietta, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Right. That's what I was thinking too. But I mean, maybe I just need to hear it. I know you tell me. Like I said, I'm.
Yeah, but this is you know, sometimes we don't always. We know things, but we don't pay attention. We want to think it's something else, or we don't want to face it, or we want to let it go, or whatever. It's easier to read someone else than it is to read yourself, because you have to be very objective when you're reading yourself, right? So right, and we all are, honey. We all are. But also with this new moon, you're releasing. So remember that, and remember to release that. That cut the cords to that pain, honey. Cut the cords to those that past. Okay.
Damn, that sounds good. That's wonderful. I love that. Love it. I receive it. You.
Good, 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 good. You can do it, and you know it, right? You know this deep down.
All right.
But we're gonna. I'm gonna let you go because I want to do some announcements, and then we have some other calls. Okay. So I love you, and thank you so much for listening and calling in.
All right.
Bye, Marietta.
Bye.
Okay. So, Julie, we got some great things coming up. We got some great shows. Okay, so January the 25th, there's no that's Thursday. That's tomorrow. Doesn't say what the show is. I wish Dax was still on here. He could kind of explain that to us, but it doesn't say what the show is. It says no show. Friday, January 26th, there's no show. They will be back. Fiona Millar and Vivian Roburn are in the chat room, and they will be back at the beginning of February. I can't wait to hear their show. Sunday the 28th, we're exploring your soul's journey as soul realignment practitioner and Reiki master with special guest Sue. I can't pronounce some horrible names. Inacone Schumacher will be the special guest, and that sounds like a really cool show. You got to take a listen to that. Monday, January 29th, there is no show. Tuesday, January 30th is us again. And we are doing What is Ascension? So you're going to get an idea of how you're moving up and what exactly is Ascension. So I'm looking forward to them shows. Make sure you tune in. You can find out more about our shows by going to angelpractitioners.com. We also have some great sales going on. It's five different courses. You got the Angel Practitioner course. You got it's a special. You have Angelic Mediumship, Tarot, Numerology, Law of Attraction, and Oracle, right? And they are all normally $297 a piece. They're on sale for $444. So great angel numbers. You want to know more about them or sign up for them, you can go to angelpractitioners.com. So that's what we have going on and coming up, and I'm really excited about that. So, okay, Julie.
Lots of great things.
I think we're ready for another. Yes, lots of great things. So I think we're ready for another caller. What do you think?
Absolutely.
So our next caller is 256. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Well, they are still on the board, but they're not answering the phone. So I'm going to go ahead and mute them, and I'm going to go to our next caller, which is 831, and I'm going to unmute them. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. How are you doing? Thank you for taking the call.
You're
Hi
welcome.
There.
And who are you, and where are you calling from?
Fernando Estrada is the name, and I'm calling
Fernando?
From... Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Texas.
Welcome, Fernando from Texas. Do you have a question or a comment for us?
Well, I'm from California, but I'm currently residing in Texas. And
I see.
Yes.
So what's your question?
I don't have a question. I was just maybe wondering if there's like a message or a sign or something that
well, really, we're
you
not
pick
doing,
up on.
We're not doing reading. Well, we're not doing readings today, but we can kind of elaborate on how you. No. But we can maybe give you some information on how you can see signs for yourself. Right.
Well, I do see signs, but it's just that I'm not certain if I don't know if it's just me or, but I do see signs all the time. Like, mainly
so not,
I see like images.
Good. That's wonderful. In your head, right?
Yeah, like I see projections.
You see these images in your. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful way. You have to remember, though, Fernando, are you a medium, Fernando? Is this what you do?
Sort of.
Are you just using
yeah,
see signs?
I'm not, like, I can't, will, like, at will, you know, get these, you know, messages or pictures or whatever, or, you know, like, at will, you know, when I, you know, they just come to me. You know, constantly, you know, I get whether it's images of people or places or things or just it could be anything in general.
So you are, you know, you are a medium, Fernando. If you're seeing them, that's what we call a mental medium. So you're seeing images in your head. You have to pay attention also to the feelings that you get. If you're trying to get a message for yourself, it's more of a knowing thing. Okay, I'm going to be honest
yes.
with you. It's more of a knowing and then a kind of clarifying thing with that. Understanding about what you've been thinking and what's been going on in your life and that kind of thing. So I think that you can receive that message on your own. You just have to open up your other senses to it. I think you're stuck in your head as far as mental mediumship and you're thinking that that's the only way to communicate, but really it isn't. There's so much more that goes on with that. We have to pay attention to all our gifts in our body. You know, what are we feeling? What are we sensing? What are we smelling? What are we seeing? You know,
definitely.
Universe
yeah.
is always giving us signs also, and another sign is synchronicity. If something keeps happening or it's familiar or it syncs with something else, then that's a sign
yes.
that we're going in the right direction, right? I think you're a medium and you need to develop it more in order to feel these gifts. So I would recommend doing maybe some sitting in the power or sitting in spirit by.
Well, I do meditation. You know, I do energy cultivation practices. That's why my senses are heightened.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fernando, this is Julie. I'm wondering, are you trying to connect with a certain person?
I can see right now who you mean and what you mean. Honestly, I'm not. I mean, I do, but I don't. And actually, I'd rather not, and I don't want to, but it's still lingering there, that wanting to connect type of thing. Because I don't want it, because, you know, I don't want to bring any trouble to her, to that person. So, you know, I just want to, like, all together just let it go and forget about it. Anyways, you know.
I felt the same way when I started. I thought, I don't want to bother them if they're doing some important work out in the world. But they are so, if you think of a prism of light where they are able to, it has many facets. It shines many different ways and many different directions. So once you've entered spirit world, you're like that prism of light. You're able to be with the person who may be asking for you. You're able to be in many other places at the same time. So I would encourage you not to worry about that. And if there's somebody that you really want to speak with, put that intention out there. You know, maybe put their picture up, put something of theirs around you, and give them a call and see what happens.
That person that I'm trying to connect with, you mean?
Uh-huh. Right.
There's no way I can do that, though. And frankly, I don't
want
to anymore.
Wait. Can I say something here now? Is this person past or living?
Living. But
okay, there is a way. There is a way, Fernando, for you to do this, and I'm going to tell you real quickly. If you can't talk to the person right, you know, sometimes we get very in our feelings. We get very egotistical on this earth, so we can't face each other and say the things that we want to face. Well, we can, but we don't want to go there. I get what you're saying. But you can do what we call appeal to the higher self. You said you already do meditation. So what I would do, honestly, personally, is I would sit and I would go into meditation and relax, and then I would connect with my higher self, right, which is your perfect self, which is your self that knows everything, right, that has no boundaries, right, and have that. You know, go sit somewhere in a room, you know, imagine this room and go sit in this room and have that other person that you would wish to talk to's higher self come into the room and sit across from you. The person's higher self, okay? Not them, their higher self. Once you sit down, this person is going to be perfectly honest with you. They're going to be straightforward with you. You need to be straightforward with them. You need to say everything that you feel 100% to them. And every time they've hurt you and every time they've made you feel good, and you need to sit and you need to converse with their higher self and your higher self. What happens when you do this is the spirit, when it goes back to the consciousness goes back to the consciousness will go back to the person, okay, that you're wanting to talk to, into their physical body, and make them realize, okay, maybe I need to talk to this person, maybe I need to do this, maybe I need to do that. So you're actually implanting what you want them to know into their higher self, and their higher self is telling them what they need to do. So
Rose
don't
is
ever
so right.
Think
it
the
might
conversation
take a couple
is
of
broken.
Time. Of meditation, so be aware
of
that. It
might
good. Not just be immediately,
it's
going
to take
a
while to get right, because you know, this is what I do when I have, you know, when I have issues with people. I go into the higher self and I talk to the higher self, because I know I can't appeal to that person because there's hurt feelings or ego or whatever might be going on, or pride or whatever it is that's going on between us. So I have to go to my higher self, which is my logical thinking self. So I mean, my spirit self that has compassion, that has love, that knows it all, right? And or my God self, whatever you want to call that. I have to go to that higher consciousness and appeal in a way to them that they're going to completely 100% understand, because they are their higher self also. And that usually what happens when you do that is later on that person, once they've assimilated this, once they've this has come into their consciousness and they understand it, will step forward and want to talk to you. So that's a technique you can use.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good technique. I'll definitely try that out when I do my meditation.
Try it. You'll love it. I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah, good.
I will. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Good luck to you with it.
Here's another thing, though. I don't like connecting to people, because, especially with females, because, I mean, there's other connections I have with other people that I am associated with, you know, and if I think about a girl, right, for example, I don't mean to get nasty, but, I mean, it is what it is. All these other people are very perverted, and they try to connect to it kind of gets, like, mixed up with the female that I'm trying to connect with, these other males, you know, I'm associated with, like, connect with her, and I can see them, like, you know, it gets very nasty, perverted, and, you know, and then I,
well, you know,
female ends up,
Fernando, when you read, let me ask you this, do you do any kind of grounding or shielding?
No, I don't.
You really should, because, and do you do spiritual cleansing? Do you do spiritual hygiene? I mean, do you take salt baths? Do you cleanse your home? Do you ground?
The things that I do is I consume nothing but organic and natural foods, and I try not to take in.
That's great.
I don't eat
That'll
meat
give
for
you a
sure.
higher vibration. Yeah.
Right. Yes,
that'll
yes.
boost you to a higher consciousness and a higher understanding. But you need to be doing, this is why your thoughts wander, and this is why they connect on that level about, you know, women and what you were talking about, is because of the fact there's something, I'm going to be honest with you, we have auras, and our auras are like sponges. They have holes, they have cracks. If you're not doing spiritual cleansing, if you're not doing grounding and shielding on a daily basis, and you're a medium or a psychic or an empath, what happens is that like I said, that aura is like a sponge. It'll soak up any negative energy, any energy whatsoever, from the other person, from their consciousness, from the environment itself, and it holds on to it like a sponge does, because it has holes and cracks and things like this. So we carry around those vibrations with us. And until you physically get in there and take a salt bath and spiritually understand that the negativity has been washed away, and that the, you know, your aura has been recharged, your chakras have been recharged, which create the aura, which protects your body from spiritual attack, right? Over time, those negative things can build up. And over time, they have control over what we think. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
exactly.
My advice to you is you need to start doing some spiritual hygiene. Maybe take a salt bath, you know, and then use a cup of baking soda and a cup of sea salt, and say a little prayer over the water, and then put some soft music on, light a candle, lay back, make sure you cover yourself with salt. The salt water, because this is what Jesus did, you know. This is what Jesus and you know, all spiritual beings have ever done is they've done spiritual cleansing. This is a must. It's a must.
Right.
You have to recharge your chakras in order for them to protect your body. And, you know, anything that you pick up in that aura is going to relate in how you – it's going to change the way you think and act. You know, so if you've had years of doing that and you've never cleansed – then you're going to have problems. Also, go through your home, maybe light some sage, say a little bit of say a prayer to the archangels, to God, to whoever it is that you believe in, Mother Earth, Father Sky, whatever, and kind of push the smoke up to the, go to the middle of the house and push it up to the top and then down to the bottom, and then go to each corner of the house and do that also. And, you know, when you're done, say a thank you, a closing prayer of gratitude, right? And then your house will be cleansed, mm-hmm. your body will be cleansed. I advise you to do that in your car also, you know. And this, and you need to really start doing this, and also surrounding yourself with white light before you walk out the door. Imagine yourself stepping into a white egg, you know, of light, and zipping it up the back and then kind of expanding it out so that it protects you all the way around, you know, and you can go about your business. You can actually read and not have a problem reading.
Would rubbing the egg around my body like a chicken egg, would that absorb negative
eggshell,
energy as well?
Eggshell works. Eggshell. You could take the eggshell and you could dry it out and then crush it up and then put it on the back of your neck and then also above your belly button, because it does – they say that does work as far as, I do that sometimes for protection. Yes, it does work for protection, but you still need to ground and shield.
I've heard of it, but I haven't tried it. I think the great thing is knowing that other people's opinions matter, but that you yourself get to decide how much they matter.
Exactly.
Your opinion matters.
Yes.
Their opinion matters,
well,
your opinion
intent.
Matters, but the meditation that you're doing now will, it's a process. We're all in this learning earth process. So I feel like if you get further into your meditation, the opinions of others, they will still matter to you, but they'll matter less. It's just a process. Do you feel like we're giving you, do you feel like this is helpful for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Good, good, good. Just remember that it's all about intent. It's as simple as that. I set my intent that I am protected today. And, just set your intent on what you want. I want to communicate
right.
with nothing but the higher vibrational spirits, right? My intent is not to have any negative thoughts. But remember that you really do, to start off, need to cleanse your environment and your body. And, honey, Fernandez, I hope this helps you, and I'm going to wish you luck with that, okay? And thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling in.
Thanks.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Bye. So that was beautiful, right? That was a beautiful caller there. Thank you all for calling in. I really totally enjoyed answering questions today, because we never get an opportunity to do that. It's always, you know, readings. And I think it's important for our listeners to hear. This is why Julie and I decided to do this show, because I think it's very important for our callers to hear how that works and, you know, get their questions answered, because we all have those questions, right? So, with that being said, we really have no other callers, right? I pretty much answered everybody's calls, and if you have a question and you're in the chat room or you're listening in and want to ask a question, the lines are open. I welcome you to please give us a call, right? Meanwhile, we got about 5 minutes anyway to this end of the show, so I just wanted to let our callers know, or our listeners know, that Julie will not be co-hosting anymore, and I'm so sad about that. She, actually, her husband travels all over, and she's always traveling. Right now, she's actually in the car traveling as she's on the show. So this just goes to show you how much she travels. And we're really going to miss her advice. We're really going to miss her personality, her loving personality. And I do have some people in mind for, you know, a co-host. And so just to let you know, heads up on that, I will continue to do the show whether I have a co-host or not.
I hope they have as much fun as I have.
Well, Julie, I told Julie that she could come back anytime, right? So she could come back and be a guest, or she could come back and be a co-host. But
I may pick you up on that
show. Well,
I hope
so.
Someday.
I absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope so. So just to give you guys a heads up. And Blog Talk is working beautifully today. I'm so pleased with that, right? We got to be able to actually take callers. So I'm glad they fixed that problem, right? So
yeah,
Julie,
that's made
that
the last
mean?
Few weeks interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, your first three shows, you had to start the other one off last week, and your first three shows we had issues. And it's like that, I'm thinking to myself, is this why Julie's backing out?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Right?
I feel like
and I'm glad I talked
what
to you
I was
about
meant
that.
To learn
like, oh,
and, yeah, no. Don't worry about that. You can't worry about something that's out of your control at all. It's been a great learning experience.
Right.
And one by yourself, it will be a great show. If you have co-hosts, it will be equally great. So good luck in all your endeavors.
I'm not good with talking to myself, so I really would like a co-host. So if there's anybody out there listening that, you know, is an experienced medium and would like to, or even, you know, even a up-and-coming medium or psychic and would like to actually, you know, come in and do a show, you're welcome to. So let me know. Give me a message. We'll interview, and we'll see what happens. So with all that being said, we're running out of time here. We have about 2 minutes, Julie, and then I'm going to go ahead and put the intro music on and close the show. And like I said, is there anywhere, before we close the show, is there anything you'd like to say, Julie? Maybe say, you know, tell us where we can connect with you in case, you know, we want a reading.
Sure. I'm on Facebook. I'm easy to find that way. And then my website is still a Wix website. So it's julierenemedley/wix.com. And then I do have a quick question for you, Rose, before we end, if you are up to it. And if not, that's fine. But I was just wondering, what is the biggest overall change you felt your mediumship through the years from, you know, from when you started to now, and you've noticed your progress through the years, what would you think would be your biggest overall change in the field?
That's a good question. That's really a good question. Actually, I feel like surrendering to spirit and allowing and just going with spirit was the biggest change I noticed. And we fight as mediums against our own gifts, and it's absolutely crazy that we do that, but really that's exactly what happens. So when you surrender and you allow and you trust spirit, I have a lot of trust for spirit. I really do. So my trust has grown, and because my trust has grown, I completely surrendered, and that makes it a lot easier. I don't have to fight against trying to connect with somebody. I don't have to fight against believing that I can't connect, you know, that kind of thing. I just kind of go with the flow. And I do that in all aspects, because spirit is not just with mediumship. Spirit is with everything that we do in our life. You know, we are guided by spirit every day. Right. And we're guided in different areas to help people and do things. And
thank you for taking the time to answer that.
You're welcome. Well, what is yours? Now I have to ask yours.
Your entire life, but it's not just one area. So I find that I'm growing. It's a spiritual thing. It's an emotional thing. It's physical. It takes over. And so you want to become the best human being, the best medium that you can be. That desire and that urge is very strong. So I think that's where
that's
I'm at
your
with
purpose.
It right now.
But that's your purpose. But you know this, right? Because for those of you listeners out there, you all know that I am writing a book, right? So the book is called Higher Purpose. And really,
that's exactly
what it's about. Yeah, it's not just purpose, it's a higher purpose, because we have a purpose. I like to say I'm not just a medium. I have so many aspects of myself. We are limitless, and I have so many aspects of myself. We're not just here to be mediums. We're here to be examples to each other. We're here to raise the vibration of this earth. We're here to, you know, heal this earth. And like I said to the caller earlier, you know, there's so much going on because we're purging. We're purging. And once we purge and everything comes to a head and we see exactly what we want to be, then this world is going to be nothing but peace. And so that higher purpose, we all have a higher purpose beyond it. And that's what you were just explaining, Julie. That drive, that passion is drives you to your purpose, but it also drives you beyond that purpose. Right? So
yeah, I can't wait to get your
really
book.
I know, I can't wait to finish it. It's you have so much so much running through your head. You know, like I said, I've been doing readings since I was 15. I'm a born medium, so I mean, I believe we all are, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We may not recognize it, but we are, and so that drive started as a baby and has propelled me forward all my life. I've never stopped. And you know, the interesting thing about writing a book is I'm putting the things that have happened to me in that book, because I feel like that's important, right, to make people understand where that purpose goes. And so I'm writing about that, and as I'm writing about that, I'm reliving it, you know, so I'm understanding it a little bit more, a little deeper than I did when I actually lived it. So I think we, you know, you're kind of recreating yourself when you're writing a book. And it's really interesting because all those emotions and all those things come back up and you realize how exactly important they were.
Yeah, I applaud you for doing the work. It takes a lot of courage to relive moments of your life and to recraft. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, because it actually, you know, how are people going to understand you unless you do that? You know, if I wouldn't have read, when I was 15, I read a book by Shirley MacLaine.
Uh-huh.
And that book was called Out on the Limb. Now, this woman had everything to lose because she was a big star, and she was a dancer, and she was a singer, she was an artist, and she was at the top of her game. And at the top of her game, she wrote this very spiritual book about how she was enlightened, how she woke up. And that book changed my life because I read that book and I could totally relate to her. So I think when we write about what has happened to us in our lifetime, you know, that's the common thread. That's the empathy. That's everything that other people feel, but they don't want to say. And I think it's beautiful that we bring that out. And I think it's very necessary for the state of the world that we bring that out, because we have to know that we are all the same as far as our feelings go within. And,
right.
And
the more
and
we tell our story, the more we can tell our story.
Yeah, the more people understand and can actually say, hey, wow, you know what? I've had that similar experience and I didn't really understand it, but now, wow, that really helps me to understand myself. And,
right.
And when we can relate on that level, we begin to see that we are all one.
Yeah.
Right? We're not separate from each other. There's no color barrier there. There's no religion barrier there. That's all in our minds. That's all just concepts that we you know, choose to enroll in. It's not really who we are. We are so much more than that. So much more.
You
enlightened.
Say we're
so
limitless.
Much more beautiful.
Often,
yes.
Are you putting that concept in the book in any way?
Yes. Yeah, well, definitely. We are one.
Did I have
with
to ask,
everything
right?
and everyone.
Yeah.
It's like
awesome.
That big, you know, it's a great thing. The great thing, we have such great access. And, you know, like our call from Fernando that called in and actually said that, you know, he had trouble connecting, you know, because of his fears. Well, the first thing I teach when I teach mediumship is to release those fears, to let them go. What is causing them?
Very
Why
important.
Are you feeling that way? Right?
Yeah.
Because if you have all that negativity in your head and you're carrying it around, it's going to block you from communicating with spirit. We have right. such a great access. We have that collective consciousness that any of us can tap into, or the energy
Everybody.
Or the force or the God or whatever you want to call it, Akashic
yeah.
records, all of that at our disposal 24/7. Right?
Right?
Yeah. It's always there. And
right.
all we have to do is take the time to tap into it. Problem
right.
is, this is a rush world, and we've been programmed not to do that. Actually, we've been programmed to keep, you know, live like everybody else and be like everybody else and not be able to think for ourselves, you know. And really, our mind is that consciousness, is that higher consciousness, is that,
That's why,
you know,
you're
God.
Right. That's why
so,
people, when they try to connect, if something doesn't happen, they say, oh, well, it doesn't work for me. That's not true. They need to, try again, do something a little different. It works for everybody. So if people are
yeah,
interested in
not,
the topic,
it's not,
they, it's not just a one-time thing.
When you think of yourself as, and I'm not saying I'm God, I'm saying everybody is God, okay? When you think of yourself as the God consciousness, okay? That's a good way of putting it. There are no, you have no limiting thoughts, because he is the creator and can create everything, right? And Julie just dropped, but he is the creator and he can create everything. Julie, I don't know if you're going to call back in and we can discuss it a little bit. So just try to call back in if you can hear this. If not, then we will end the show. But as I was saying, we are co-creators with God. So anything that he can do, we can do. We can create. We create our own worlds. We look at our, you know, our lives and what we want, and we create our own worlds. So, Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hi. I got disconnected. Traveling woes.
I know.
Let me tell you, it's all, it's not woes, but.
That
yeah,
happens.
I just got disconnected. I apologize.
Yeah, but we're glad you're here, okay? We're glad you're back. But basically what I was telling our listeners is that, you know, we are co-creators with God. We were meant. He created us in his image, so we're meant to create. And the world that you're living in now, when you look around at your life and you say, oh, woe is me, or oh, this is bad, or that is bad, you can't blame anybody but yourself, because you know what? You created it.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot.
The state of the world
out.
Is, yeah, the state of, you have to take responsibility, and the state of the world is a result of mass thinking. Mass consciousness.
I've been, like, for a while, the idea of co-creating makes sense to me. I've been lately thinking about the concept of, what about just pure creator? What if it's not necessarily all co-creation, but a big part of it is creation? So it's something I've
it
been
is.
Pondering lately. And I,
it is. It's
you know,
just,
it's
I use so, that, I use the my wording, Julie, that way, because a lot of people take offense if I were to say I am God.
Right.
But the truth being,
yeah.
we are God. God is known by many
yeah.
names. God is known, he's the Alpha and Omega, so he's known by many. There's a lot of truth in the scriptures, but, I mean, there's a lot of untruth in the scriptures, too, because man wrote it. So, there, you know, that is one truth, is that we are that energy that is.
Yeah.
We're not separate from it. When you,
Right. I'm pondering the idea that, yeah, it's a big concept, so I'm taking it
in.
I don't think I'm where you are with that yet.
We were programmed. Live my truth, and I speak my truth. And we were programmed, and this is my aspect of it, since we were born, to live life the way everybody else wants us to live it.
Yeah.
In other words, you go to school,
and
they teach you to live it. They tell you stories, and if you research those stories, you're going to find out for a fact that none of them are true. They're just a form of
honestly, great portion of what we learned in school. Actual. So, yeah, I know. Sad.
They are very much controlled from the time we're born. You know, as children, growing up, going to school. You know, things like that. So, you know, going in the schools, they program you to think a certain way. In you know, oh, wonderful. Oh, I got a great announcement.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop my conversation, but Fiona Miller and Vivian Auburn want to join the Tuesday show. As co-host.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, that's so awesome. I'm so excited. Yay! I had to announce
that.
So there
I'm
we
glad.
Go, listeners.
That, good, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
going
to be a terrific show.
Yes, it will.
Wonderful.
It will. I'll be listening.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yay, ladies, yay. Anyway, what I was saying is we're programmed from the time we're born to believe a certain way, you know, by our parents, by society in general. And then we get older, we go to church to trying to find ourselves, trying to find what's within. This is so funny. We go to church to try to find God when we are God. So we're reaching out and we're looking around because with knowing that you are God, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that you are that energy, there's so much power there.
I think
there's so much. You're so unlimited in what you do. You're limitless because you can create your own world. You can manifest anything that you believe that you can. And another truth in the Bible says, is, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. It is all about faith. You can't
mm-hmm.
recognize spirit unless you believe in it.
Yeah.
You know,
I completely believe in the idea that we are co-creators with the God force. The idea that we are gods, I'm still grasping. And I know that other people are ahead of me and they're thinking on that.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. We are not gods. We are God.
Okay. So a part of
you get it?
I'm trying.
God is an ocean and we're a wave
me.
In it. We work together. It's like my concept that I wrote on my Facebook wall, people. You can add me on Facebook. But I actually wrote on my Facebook wall the other day, life is one big tapestry and we're all a thread in that tapestry. We may be a different color. Yeah. We may be going in a different direction, but in order to bring that whole tapestry together and to see the whole picture that's on that tapestry, we have to work together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are a part of that mass, a part of that mass consciousness. That's who we are. We are one. I know if you've heard, it's so funny because there's these programs out there now. There's movies that have always been out there, songs and poems and books, and they're all about, you know, that mass consciousness, and you'll hear them talk about the one, you know, we are one, and that's what they mean by the concept that we are one. We are one.
Mm-hmm.
We are God. Stop looking around for him. He's right there. You are him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a mass thing. You know, it's some people, it's really hard for them to grasp that because of the fact that they have to let go of the, they have to let go of their individual, or they think they have to let go of their individual state. And that's a scary, scary thing. Because by letting go of their individuality, they have to trust and surrender. See, and that's a hard thing to do. Trust, surrender, and allow. But it is a much better state to be in. It's beautiful to know that you are capable of everything, right? Mm-hmm. We can really go deep with that, but
I know, and I think we're using just different words for the same belief. I think we both have the same
belief, and that's
belief,
where a lot of the misconception about belief comes in. You know, I believe that we are God. We are consciousness. Mm-hmm. All of us together, working together, make God, make that consciousness.
Yeah. It's been such an interesting conversation. I hope our listeners have enjoyed it as well.
I hope we have listeners. We didn't have too many callers on there. And we were at one point going to end the show, but we decided to keep talking. But that's okay. We're evolving, right?
Right.
So it's a good thing. But yes, so it's a good thing that we have the board programmed for an hour and a half opposed to just that 1 hour, right?
Yeah. That worked out well for us.
Julie, I just don't want to let you go. I love you so much.
Aww.
But
love you too.
I know. It's but yeah. I can't state enough how much, you know, this world is, you know, I like to say to people all the time, you know, are you for yourself? Are you for mass consciousness? Or are you for the machine? I like to call it the machine. And what I mean by the machine is, do you run the world for everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
What are you existing for? You know, are you existing for, you know, just to compromise, just to conform, why are you living?
That's the
key.
Are
you there to help others and raise the vibration of this earth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what I'm here for. I know to raise that vibration to the point to where, you know, like I said, the world is a result of mass consciousness. We are very powerful beings, and when we think we create. So think of all the thoughts. If you think about all the thoughts that people have about this earth and about, you know, what's going on this earth. This is why media works. This is why the media works. The negative aspect of media, because, you know, people are programmed to look at things in a certain way when really and it's easier to do that, and they've learned that it's easier to do that than to dig a little deeper and see the truth.
Right.
Just like when you went to school, it's easier to accept what they give you than to actually look into what they're saying and see if it's true. I challenge our listeners to do that. I challenge our listeners to go back and to look at all the stories that they learned in school and do some research.
Absolutely. I would second that.
Because
I should get going. It's been a wonderful experience, Rose, working with you, and I appreciate and thank you for that time together.
Oh, honey, I loved having you, and like I said, you're welcome on the show anytime. I love you, and you have a safe trip, and you keep in touch.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
And,
okay, take care.
All right, honey. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank all our listeners for hanging in there and listening to us today. And I think I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to call it a show. But if you'd like to get a reading from me or would like more information on some of the topics that we've been talking about today, you can contact me on Facebook and Rose Fulhorst. And I thank you for listening. And it's always a party with spirit. Have a great day.